Time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vocalise for another roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm glad to say I'm joined once again by Jess Beale from Vocalise, who has picked a few upcoming gems of accessible events from their regular weekly email newsletter. Hello, Jess, how are you?
Hello, Toby. I'm very well, thank you. Hi, everyone. Yet again, I'm back.
Great stuff. Jess, we're going to start this week in the 1980s in Chapel Town in Leeds with The Darkest Time of the Night at the Kiln Theatre in London.
Yeah, that's right, Toby. So the audio described performance of The Darkest Part of the Night is on Thursday, the 4th of August at London's Kiln Theatre, and it's the 7:30 p.m. performance. Tickets for this are £15, and yes, it's a gripping new drama with lots of emotion as we explore the lives of two siblings growing up in 1980s in Chapel Town in Leeds. We follow the racial discrimination, police brutality and poverty. There's the struggle for survival through their family and the siblings, they're looking back at their childhood later on in life and working out how they can piece things together to move forward together. So there is a age recommendation of 12 plus for this gripping new play and some content warnings of violence and references to police brutality. But it sounds like a really interesting play to go and see and explore that time and how people are able to move forward from it.
And we're off to York now in, I think, a community-based production at the York Theatre Royal with the Coppergate Woman.
Yeah, that's right. So there are two audio described performances for the Coppergate Woman, and they're both on the 6th of August, that's a Saturday, and the matinee performance is 2:30, and there's a touch tour at 1:30. And then the evening performance at 7:30 with another touch tour for this one at 6:30. Both performances, you can get tickets from £15. And yeah, as you say, it's a community production. There's a local ensemble cast and a live choir telling the stories, weaving together the Viking legends with modern day York people. So very local community based story for the local theatre at York Theatre Royal. It's imagining a world in which the old gods rise to meet the new and to do battle together. So for people local to York, I think this would be very interesting and well worth a visit. And for anyone else as well interested in finding out a bit of Viking legend and modern day York people.
Alan Parker's world famous movie Bugsy Malone comes to the stage now at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre.
Yep, so we're moving into musical territory with Bugsy Malone, and this is audio described on Tuesday the 9th of August at 7:30 at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. Tickets start from £14.50, and yeah, as you say, it's the world-famous movie. It's been transformed into an incredible theatrical experience, and this is the first time it's going on tour, so starting at Birmingham Repertory Theatre and then other theatres across the UK. And it's a musical comedy and lots of fun for the family with some instantly recognisable songs. And let's see if Bugsy can stay out of trouble long enough helping Fat Sam to save his business. So a fun musical comedy for all the family in Birmingham.
Staying with musicals, with a new musical all about what happens in wine bars with Tasting Notes at the Southwark Playhouse in London.
Yes, so again, there's two chances to see the audio described performance of Tasting Notes at the Southwark Playhouse, and these are on Friday the 12th of August at 8 o'clock or Saturday the 13th at 3:30. Tickets are £24 or there's concessionary tickets at £20. And yeah, as you say, it's a new musical and we are dipping into the life of a wine bar, following 24 hours of the people working at the wine bar, the people who go to the wine bar, those who you meet on the way. And basically, it's a journey inside their heads and finding out that maybe what we see on the surface is not what's going on the inside. So a new musical, well worth a visit to the Southwark Playhouse.
And now we're off to Aberdeen Art Gallery for a visual description of Flood in the Highlands by Sir Edwin Landers.
Yes, we're heading up to Scotland, where you can come along to the Aberdeen Art Gallery and take a closer look at the artwork Flood in the Highlands. So this is a free audio description talk from 3 to 4 o'clock on Saturday, the 13th of August. And the tour is enhanced by a Braille tactile resources and also large print descriptions. So for those interested in artworks, head along to the Aberdeen Art Gallery to find out more.
Finally, Jess, we have a play all about climate change with the trials at the Donmar Warehouse in London.
Yeah, very topical at the moment. So the trials is going to be audio described on Friday, the 26th of August. It's at the Donmar Warehouse and it's at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets for £10 for this new play. It's starring some talented young actors, and as a Donmar local production, it is identifying some talented actors for the future and championing issues that affect them. So we're talking about the climate crisis, and children are judging the generation before and the effect on the climate. So I think this is definitely something very relevant to us at the moment and well worth a visit to the Donmar to find out more all about it.
I think definitely so, with all the high temperatures we've been having this week. Jess, if listeners would like to find out more about the accessible events we've just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter, or just maybe find out a little bit more about Vocalise. Where can people go to find out more?
Well, the best place to head is to our website, which is at vocalise.co.uk. And you can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And of course, you can send an email to the team at inquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for sharing some great audio-described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby, and I'll see you all again next time.